All right, there's a... You know, the first parsha of Kriya Shema, the Mishnah in Brochus calls Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim. What it means to be Mekabel on oneself, the fact that Hashem is the Melech and He is in control and we are His servants, obligated to serve Him. That Malchus, Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim, seems to be expressed in the declaration of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and followed before we touch on the specific mitzvahs, Schar Ve'Oinish, and the mitzvahs in the second parak of in the second parsha of Shema. It's all those things which focus and remind us Limud Torah and teaching Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzah. All these things remind us of the Malchus Shemayim, and then after that we're ready to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. And Rosh Hashanah too is the ultimate Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim, maybe not the ultimate, but the ultimate in this world, that we're Mekabel once again each year Hashem Melech, and we're obligating ourselves to his service, to his shibud, and that's what it's all about. But I noticed that there's some interesting nuances in the process or in the words that focus this Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim. We say Shema Yisrael, Hisboinen v'havein zeh. That's a person, of course, has to focus. If one doesn't focus on something, then the words are fleeting. The words are meaningless. So, Shema Yisrael, you know, pay attention, understand this, focus on it, internalize the message. Hashem, Anoisim Etzios Ubeire. Hashem is Hashem's name, who is the source of everything that exists, the Creator. Elokeinu. So, who nivchar shebenivdolim etzleinu? Exactly what the concept is, I don't know, but he's the chosen of all these separated species, I guess, amongst all the elyonim and everything, whatever exists and whatever is beyond us, he's the ultimate of ultimates. Asher mimenu nekave lahasig cheftzeinu b'liem tzui. That, who is that ultimate? From whom we hope to achieve all of our desires in direct contact. B'liem tzui. I don't have to go to someone to intercede on my behalf. I can speak directly to the all-powerful boss myself and ask of him and hope to him that he will provide for all of my needs. Umitzad heyoyse elyon bekoyche haboyrei. And be mitzad the fact that he is exalted in his koyach as the creator, hine loy levadoi roi lehishtachavois. Then because of that, the only one worthy to bow down to be kofuf to be meshubed to stand in awe of and accept him as the ultimate melech and authority is because he's the boirei. The fact that he's the boirei gives us that sense of he's the one that we have to show our servitude, our subject to, because he's the creator. Umitzad shemimenu tikvoseinu b'liem tzui, and mitzad the fact that from him is our hope, as he mentioned before, lahasig chefzeinu, without any emtsoi, he's the one we go to directly to provide for all of our hope. Everything we hope for, everything we desire, we go to him without emtsoi. Roi she'elov levadoi nispalel v'na'avoid. That is why it's appropriate. That makes him worthy. That makes it appropriate for us that to him only we turn in tefillah, and to him only do we serve. So the tefillah to Hashem, b'li emtsoi, and the avodas Hashem, which is what our lives are all about, that stems, the Sipurnu says, from the fact that loy levadei roy lish mimenu tikvosenu beliem tsoi, because those desires that we hope for, and we hope to him that he will be the one to satisfy them, that's the basis upon which we turn to him in tefillah, and that's the basis upon which we serve. And that's, he says, the pshat, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elohikenu, that's the idea, that's what we're referring to. And it seems, just to deher for a moment, what we're talking about over here. We're talking about Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. We're talking about the Boirei that Loi Levadoi Roi Lehishtachavis. He created the whole world, he's the Boirei, and because of that it's appropriate for us to serve him. But look what one might think, petty consideration enters the calculations over here. Umitzad shemimenu tikvosenu b'liem tzui. We hope to him, lahasig cheftzenu. I want this, I want that. You know, we're put in the world, we live in a material world, we have a body, we have cravings, we have desires, we have temptations, we have all kinds of things, we have good things, we have not such good things, whatever it is. But then even on the elevated level, but it's cheftzenu, it's our desires. And because we turn to him, and we put our hope in him, that he is the one to whom to address these things, and we hope that he will satisfy us, that's why it's Roy Love Levadulis Palil Vinavoid. That's what is the emotionally, I imagine, maybe even halachically, legally, the basis for our ability to turn betfila, and the basis for our ability to be Makabal, the Malchus Shemayim, the Shibud, the Avodas Hashem, because he's the one that we hope for, that we hope to, that he will be Mamale our desires. So I think that certainly we see here that this ability to recognize and connect the fulfillment of our desires, the things that we crave for, the things that we want, the things that we would like to achieve in this world, and our hope that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is critical to the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. If a person is not constantly focused on that hope, it's all from Hashem. What do you mean it's all from Hashem? I got a good job, I got a good this, I got that, I got it all, you know, I got an MBA from Harvard, I got it made. You know, there's no such thing. If a person doesn't have that sense that everything that he wants is focused in a hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the basis for Kabbalah Samach, what do you mean? Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. I want to serve Hashem. I want to do what's right. He's the Boirei. It's Loi Roi Lishtachavos. That's not enough. It has to be that I realize that everything in my life that I want, that everything that I need, and all of my desires, and all of everything is that the hope is focused completely. It's up to him. I'm hoping for him. I'm counting on him. I don't have it yet. I'm not giving up hope. I'm hoping. I'm a cover. I'm waiting. It's going to happen. It's him. It's only him. There's nothing else. I'll never say to him, never mind, I got it under control. I'll never think or turn towards anything else. My entire focus is only him. That sense is a critical, and maybe the critical component, not only in tefillah, which is pretty poshut, that if you want to be mispal to him, you have to hope to him, which is also a chiddush, because one would think I don't hope, but I'm covering my bases. You know, I'm not. I don't know. I really. I gave up hope already, but I'm asking just in case. You know, just in case he's ready to listen to me. No, I need that in order to be mispal. I need that sense of I have to enter the tefillah with that hope, and to be oivir Hashem, to be makabel the Malchus Shemayim, I also have to have that sense of that he is the one. The Malchus Shemayim depends upon the fact that he's the Boirei, and Memele it's Roi la'ovdoi, and the fact that he's the one that I am constantly focused on with the hope that I refuse to let go of for everything that I desire in this world, and based on that, I can turn to him and I can feel that Shibud, and I can be Makabel the Malchus Shemayim. That's one aspect. Then we go to Vohavtes Hashem Elokecha. So Sipuna here says something very interesting. He says, Vohavtes Hashem Elokecha, Tismach lasos dovor sheyete be'enov. Rejoice, be happy to do something which is good be'enov. I guess that he will, that in be'enei Hashem this is something that's considered appropriate. I'm not sure exactly. Kasher tovin she'ein tachlis nechbad koze. When you will understand that there is no goal, there's no tachlis, there's no accomplishment more mechubad than this. When you realize that there's nothing more mechubad than doing what's good in the eyes of Hashem, then that's what the mitzvah of Ohavta is. The kiyum of Ohavta, Avas Hashem, stems from the realization that it's this. I understand that there's no tachlis in this world, there's no purpose that a person could have in this world which is more elevated, which is more mechubad than this sense of doing what's right b'enei Hashem. Then I can appreciate that, I can enjoy that, and that enjoyment that I have seems to be, according to the Sipurim, the fulfillment of Ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. I love Hashem because I appreciate the fact that I have the ability to have a tachlis in life, which is the only one that's so mechubad, and memela, I rejoice in that. So, just the connection between avo and being happy is an interesting connection, but it seems something else. It seems that what is the koyach that gives me this simcha to be able to serve Hashem and to do what's good? It's the idea that there's no tachlis more mechubad. Tachlis, that there's purpose, and not just stomach purpose, but a mechubadik purpose. It seems that there are two factors in the human emotions that are needed for a person to rejoice in the Avedis Hashem and to reach this level of loving Hashem. What are they? They're number one, that this is the tachlis, the purpose. Without purpose, there's no happiness. If a person doesn't have a tachlis, he can't be happy. Happiness, to be happy with what I'm doing, I have to feel that this is a tachlis. But I also have to feel not only is it a tachlis, but it's a tachlis, ain tachlis nechbod kaze. There's no tachlis that's mechubed. The tzelem elikim, the godless ha'odom that's in a person, has to make him feel, he has to feel in order to satisfy it, that number one, that what I'm doing is tachlis, it has meaning and purpose, and number two, it's mechubed. It's past for such a chosh of a person like me. I can't take a tachlis that's mevuzah. I can't take a lowly tachlis. I can't be satisfied with a lowly tachlis. I won't be happy with a lowly tachlis, and I won't be able to achieve avas Hashem, which requires mesiras nefesh, which requires isgabrus ala yetzer, which requires b'chol me'oidecho, b'chol mido, o'mido shu meided. All of these things I won't be able to achieve unless I have this sense of that this is a tachlis mechubad. I'm satisfying my need for meaning and purpose in life, and I'm satisfying my need for a bakovadika, a mechubadika purpose in life, and I have to know that ein tachlis nechbud kozeh. I think that sometimes we tend to overlook what a tachlis mechubad, what it means to be a ben Torah, what it means to be a Talmud Chochem, what it means to be a Malamid, Torah L'Amo Yisroel, to be a Malamid. You know, in history, sometimes the idea of a Malamid was very mevuzah. The Rosh Hashiva used to tell a story about his father was traveling on the train once, you know, with his kapot of his beard. He looked like the chosh of a mensch. Somebody sits down to him and asks him, what does he do? You look like you're a Kli Kodesh. Are you a Rov? He says, no. Are you a Chazan? He said, no. Are you a Shoichet? He said, no. He went through all the mechubadika, I guess, mechubadika, the possible professions that a person could have. And he couldn't guess. Such a mechubadika person? And he's not a Chazan or a Shoichet or a Rav or a Rosh Hashiva. I don't know if he said Rosh Hashiva. I don't know if they had Rosh Hashivas in those days in America. But he couldn't guess what he was. He says, so what are you? Ich bin a Malamed. I am a Lamed. It was incongruous. Such a level of hashivus with such a melocha bzuya. Oh, but the truth of the matter is, ein tachlis nechbad kozeh. A person has to understand that this is to what's yetiv be'enei Hashem is ein tachlis nechbot kozeh. And when he understands that, it's a tachlis. I have purpose. I can be happy. But not stam purpose. I have a purpose that's mechubed. This is the ultimate kovod. This is what I live with, a purpose, which is the ultimate kovod that exists. Now I could taka be happy, and now I could taka fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem.